Welcome to the online version of what we call the youth service. And it was originally intent during the COVID is to try to stay in contact with our youth. But then we come to find out that we're all youth. We're all young at heart. So we tailored the message for all of God's children. And we thank God for all the youth. Tina and Travis are continuing to stay in touch with our youth group. And hopefully and prayerfully sometime soon they'll be able to be back in church with us. We're looking forward to that day. But the message is the same that I do on Sunday morning, except it's just a little different. This happens to be the first Sunday of Advent, and it's also the week of Thanksgiving. It's really neat that they come together in the same week. Now, Advent is we're looking forward to celebrating the birth of Christ. But we're also always in a state of Advent, waiting for Jesus' return. So with that, the fellowship, and we just want to share a message based on that. And I entitled my message, The Readiness Potential. Are you ready? Well, there's scriptures in Luke and in all the Mark, and it's also in John about the Jesus return, and so we thank you for that. So there's three things in the scriptures about his upcoming return, so we need to pay attention to it. So the scripture reading this week is in Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. Now, chapter 21 is a chapter where Jesus was foretold of the future. Now, he wasn't a fortune teller. But he was a prophet also. Not only was he the Messiah, but he was a prophet. He was God's messenger, and he was telling the disciples about things that'll come. And we pick up the scripture in chapter 21, verse 25, New Living Translation, red letter edition. And there will be strange events in the skies, signs in the moon, and the sun and the stars. And down here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. The courage of many people will falter because of the fearful fate that they may see coming upon the earth, because the stability of the very heavens will be broken up. Then everyone will see the Son of Man arrive on the clouds with power and glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand straight up and look, for your salvation is near. Then he gave him this illustration. Notice the fig tree, or any other tree. When the leaves come out, you know, without being told, that summer is near. Just so, when you see the events that I'm describing take place, you can be sure that the kingdom of God is near. I assure you, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these events have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my word will remain forever. Watch out, he says. Don't let me find you living careless ease and drunkenness and filled with the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unawares in a trap. For that day will come upon everyone living on earth. Keep a constant watch and pray, if possible, that you will escape these horrors and stand before the Son of Man. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the message brought to us by Dr. Luke. So are you ready for the potential of things to come? What is your, let's break it down to modern way we look at things. What's your RP? Well, that means readiness potential. Now, this is the prime question as we get ready for Advent. In other words, are you ready? RP is simply the abbreviation for readiness potential. It's a term in cognitive science that which technically stands for your brain's potential readiness and precedes a volatile action. The brain signals are linked to our voluntary movement. Did you ever notice that you do things that you don't even know you're doing? Your brain tells you what to do and the body does it. Well, your awareness and readiness that occurs before that conscious intention. Sounds complicated. Yeah, it is. Life's complicated, but it's actually not complicated. It simply means that humans have the kind of preparation or expectation that occurs in our minds and our brain before we jump in to do something or even think something. You know, kind of like free will. Our brains decide we have the potential to do something before we actually do it. Isn't that a blessing? Your readiness potential is a sense of readiness that you have in your mind even before you're consciously aware of it. Now, I think that's pretty cool. We are indeed complex and very much a unique creature made in God's image. Now, a lot of those things go into our brains without even knowing it. We know that from dreams, and Advent is a time in which dreaming is vital to prophecy, acceptance of new directions, a mission to the supernatural occurrences that are given to us by the Holy Spirit, and things that exist far outside our awareness. Think of Mary's encounter, of Elizabeth, Zacharias, Joseph. Joseph had multiple dreams that would guide him to protect his family. These are what we call signs. Signs are everywhere around us. We see signs sometimes that we attribute to just a simple occurrence or to a coincidence. I'm of the firm belief there are no coincidences in life. But we also see signs that we feel somehow go deeper than that, in which they have meanings, and they are meant especially for us, God's children. Now, some of you may feel that way in prayer or in reading the scriptures or hearing worship or hearing beautiful music. You may experience abnormalities in your life, like gifts from God just when you need them, direction from the Holy Spirit, guidance from Jesus in a difficult time. No matter how rational we are in our workplaces and our daily lives, we know that knowledge and wisdom go far beyond our conscious minds can even perceive. That's why we're people of faith. Hallelujah. You know, in a sense, faith is the grounding of your readiness potential. Somewhere inside of you, your mind has knowledge that's extraordinary. Things are possible. And this knowledge prepares you to act upon them and by your faith to prepare for things outside the ordinary to happen, to help you feel the joy of Advent and the coming of the Christmas event. To know in your heart, even if you don't know why, that something amazing happened that day when Jesus was born. Something that is still amazing today in your life and in the lives of the people all around you, all around the world. You know it because deep inside of you, you feel it and believe it. In a sense, this is what Jesus was trying to explain to his disciples in the scripture reading today. He's explaining the meanings of the signs. Now, those subtle hints or perception we can recognize in our world because the faith prepares us to see them. The deeper your faith, the more aware you will be of the signs of God all around you. Signs that will help you prepare for the future and protect you from harm. Jesus gives us some common sense examples about that we can recognize. Example, how our minds already recognize signs even without knowing. What are the signs he talked about? You see, when the fig tree sprouts leaves, you know that summer is coming. You might also say, well, when the sun comes up, you know it's morning. Yeah, when the sky gets dark red and the winds get balmy, you know it's going to rain. When the moon is red, we just had a what they call a blood moon just last week, I believe. If the moon is red, it'll be a sunny day the next day. When grain sprouts, you know it's time for the harvest. When the temperature drops, like now, 31 degrees, 32 degrees, you know we're entering into the season of fall here in North Florida. When Advent begins, you know Christmas is coming. When the stores put out red and green decor, you know Halloween is near. Now, not really. That's kind of a snide remark, isn't it? But you're seeing that now. When you start seeing Halloween stuff, next thing you start seeing Halloween stuff, and then they start putting Christmas stuff out, you know there's a special time ahead. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then there's so many other signs. We recognize signs every day in our brains, and we connect them to the coming events that we definitely have feelings and intentional to do something about. Jesus explains that we must also allow our faith to guide us, must be open to trusting our faith's intuition, that we will also recognize the sign of God all around us. For as he explains, there will be signs. We won't be caught off guard. There'll be signs. And the more that you see Jesus in your life, the more secure you will feel, and more intensely you will act on your faith and in your discipleship and your mission in life. God has an assignment for all of us, individual assignments. Isn't that cool? But how do we do this, preacher? Simply by paying attention. Jesus said, and listen to this advice. It could be written for anyone today, as well in the past. Take care that your hearts are dulled by drinking, partiness, drunkenness, and the anxieties of day-to-day life. There will be signs, and when these things begin to happen, he said, stand straight up and raise up your head, because your redemption is near. I have to laugh a little bit when I read this translation for today. It says, don't get so caught up in holiday parties, and shopping excursions, and stress of meetings, culture expectations, and spending your time drinking, and frivolous things, and cooking, and rushing around, and doing what needs to be done, and then you miss the signs of God. The amazing gift of life in the flesh, and the amazing gift of life eternal through our relationship with God, his Son. You see, the signs of warning that God has given us is about the need for readiness in the future. We're in the future. We're living Bible prophecy. It's an exciting time to be alive. Now, this Christmas, we may not experience the death of the Son. We might not experience a hurricane during the Christmas season, or even an earthquake, or even the end of the world. You know, we sang that song on Sunday morning, World Without End. Why do we know the world will not end? Because Jesus has to have a world to come back to. Yes, it'll be different, but he has to have a world to come back to. So the world is not going to blow up, like some of the people like to say, well, you better get your little ditties and stuff in order because the world's going to blow up. No. But in our busyness, we may easily miss the joy, the peace, the promise that God has bestowed upon the world in the coming Christmas event, the Advent season, as we lead up to celebrating the hope for the world, Jesus Christ. But we have this to celebrate, and that's what we need to prepare for. Christmas is simply not a recognition or a celebration of past events. It's a readiness for change in our own lives and for our own future, and for the invitation for God to take root in our hearts in a new and vital way. It's a time of renewal. It's a stark reminder of who we are and what we are here for. It's time to get ready for everything we know, for it to change, for us to change. For when we change, the world changes. Some years back, scientists wanted to prove the existence of readiness potential. And so they did an experience called Ready, Steady, Jump, in which they measured the readiness before a bungee jump. I was thinking about those bungee jumps one time, and I was watching other people doing it, but I didn't think I was ready for the bungee jump, so I didn't do it. But people felt with such an enormous event, which all goes against reason, there would be a cognitive sense of readiness that would happen just before you jump, which would make the jump possible. Well, they felt in their experience, and they succeeded in proving the existence of this vital step. It's how athletes prepare for a competitive game, or how students prepare for an SAT test or any other test. It's how Christians prepare for Christmas, for life as we know it, to change. So again, I ask you, are you ready? Are you ready? One, two. No, are you ready? Seriously, you must decide that for yourself. And my prayer is that during this Advent season would be the time when you let your faith take the reins to encourage you to do things you've never done before in the name of Christ. To see the signs of Jesus all around you, working within your life to mold you and to shape you and to use you. My question for all of us is, will you take the plunge and focus on the true meaning of what's happening around you at Christmas time? This is your time. Get ready, steady, and jump. Well, may God add His blessings to our time together, and hope and pray that you're having a wonderful preparation for the wonderful season of Thanksgiving and also for Christmas. Have a wonderful and blessed day.